It's Monday, January 26th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Winter storms have prompted a statewide disaster emergency declaration in Indiana. The Women's Fund of Greater Fort Wayne and Avow partnered together for a public panel session to discuss bills moving through Indiana's legislative session, specifically those that affect women and girls. And state lawmakers are pushing a bill to convince the Chicago Bears to relocate to Indiana. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Winter storms have prompted a statewide disaster emergency declaration in Indiana. Governor Mike Braun declared the emergency in an executive order Friday. It notes the storm could disrupt transportation and bring risks to vulnerable populations. It directs the Indiana Department of Homeland Security to coordinate response efforts and all executive branch agencies to help as requested. The IDHS activated its State Emergency Operations Center on Saturday, and the governor has called on the Indiana National Guard to provide highway assistance. The disaster emergency declaration remains in place for 60 days unless ended sooner. In Northeast Indiana, much of the snow had ended Sunday evening, but cold weather remains, with temperatures overnight dipping into the single digits with significant wind chills. Fort Wayne city officials said that street department crews would continue to plow through the night Sunday into Monday morning. When Priority 1 and 2 streets are clear, trucks will work on the intersections. The Women's Fund of Greater Fort Wayne and Avow partnered together Friday for a public panel session to discuss bills moving through Indiana's legislative session, specifically those that affect women and girls. Panel moderator Cassie Beer directs the Women's Fund. She says women are often busy doing many things that keep society running, like working full-time jobs, organizing carpool, and running neighborhood associations. That can make it hard to keep up with the legislative session.
So we think it's really important to take a pause and say, here are the things you really need to be paying attention to that will impact your life as a woman, the life of your daughters, your mothers, those that you care about.
Panelists highlighted several bills, including House Bill 1339, which would change the requirements physicians must follow before performing a hysterectomy or oophorectomy, and Senate Bill 117, which would create a sales tax exemption for menstrual products. Beer says she hopes people realize that they have power in the legislature and locally, and that they aren't alone in worrying about these issues. A bill that includes language that emphasizes teaching students the importance of waiting until marriage before having kids passed its first legislative hurdle this week. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports.
The measure would require schools to emphasize the importance of three concepts commonly referred to as the success sequence. The three concepts include obtaining at least a high school diploma, securing full-time employment, and waiting until marriage to begin having children. While the bill author says that emphasizing these three principles can help lift children out of poverty, Democrats like Senator Shelley Yoder argue it could stigmatize kids in unmarried households.
How they espouse and understand their own identity within their own family and teaching it within the good citizenship instruction, I think, is fraught with shame.
If passed, the bill would also require Indiana colleges and universities to accept the classic learning test as an entrance exam. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
The bill now heads to the full Senate. State lawmakers are pushing a bill to convince the Chicago Bears to relocate to Indiana. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports the legislation paves the way for a new football stadium in Northwest Indiana.
The team wants a new stadium, and the bill would create the Northwest Indiana Stadium Authority, a three-member board that would pursue the necessary funding and acquire the land. Lawmakers are trying to recreate the effort that brought the Indianapolis Colts to the state in the 1980s. The bill moved quickly through Senate committees. Senator David Nisgodsky notes the current version will likely change before it reaches the governor's desk.
I know that there are many conversations still out there. I believe this bill has some greater work that it's going to take place before it's finished.
Senate committee changes removed the percentage goals of women and minority businesses involved in the project. The Chicago Bears have said they would consider Indiana for a new stadium location. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
And now with a look at the events of the week, here is managing editor of The Local, Kara Hackett.
Thanks, Brianna. This week, you can dress up for an immersive Bridgerton-inspired event at the new Philharmonic Center with the Fort Wayne Dance Collective. The performance, called Star-Crossed Bridgerton Edition, will be January 31st at 7:30 p.m., including light hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Tickets start at $35. You can also make plans to support a group called Nourishing Our Neighbors that's hosting a fundraising event at Rune Restaurant on February 1st at 10 a.m. The event includes a bake sale, silent auction, raffle, cakewalk, and bar by Rune, all for the good cause of raising $5,000 to host more free meal giveaways in Fort Wayne. That's a quick look at our top things to do this week. For a complete rundown of local news, culture, and events, become a free subscriber to the Local's weekly email news briefs at thelocalfw.com. Back to you, Brianna.
More news in a moment.
My name's Jody. I'm a longtime WBOI supporter. Sometimes the news is controlled by larger monetary forces and not necessarily the truth. I need to stay informed. I want to stay informed, learn about the world, learn about our local events, and also provide some lightness and some fun, provides relief from what can be hard to hear sometimes. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. An anti-abortion group is asking the Indiana Supreme Court to step into a fight over abortion records. The state is considering adding more options to execute people on death row. And legislation moving through the state house would define gender and sex in the words male and female and add restrictions based on them. That's who and what for Monday, January 26th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.